Welcome to day 166. We are up to Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, and we're continuing our discussion of the mitzvah of Bior. Again, that's when a particular produce no longer exists in the field. Animals look for it, but they can't find it. Then you have to take whatever you have of that same sort of produce that you have in your house, remove it from your house, and make it ownerless. So the question is, when we say that it no longer is found in the field, what sorts of fields are we talking about? So it says Mishnah Dalet, Ochlin al hamufkar, which means that as long as it exists, imagine you're talking about figs, as long as figs exist out in fields that are ownerless, we know that generally during Shemitah, you have to make your fields ownerless. So as long as figs still exist in ownerless fields, then you can keep them in your house. You don't have to do the mitzvah of bior. Aval lo al hashamur. But if they exist in guarded fields, meaning to say that they no longer exist in the hefker field, they no longer exist in the ownerless field, but your friend Jimmy didn't allow his field to be ownerless, instead guarded his field, didn't allow anyone, including animals, to get there, it still exists in Jimmy's field. So maybe you'd say, since they're not entirely, they didn't entirely disappear from the fields, they still exist in the guarded fields, maybe I should be allowed to keep it in my house. The answer is no, you're not allowed to, because the halacha is, again, it's determined by when the animals can no longer find that sort of produce. So animals have access to ownerless fields, but they may not have access to guarded fields. You have a fence around it, and therefore that is excluded from the mitzvah of the year. So even though they exist in your friend's field, that's guarded, as once they no longer exist in the ownerless fields, that means that the mitzvah of Bior kicks in. Rabbi Yossi Matir Af Al Hashamur. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says no. When the Torah says that it needs to be accessible to animals, it doesn't literally mean that. It just means that they're available out in the field, and that means any field, even if it is guarded, that would be okay. So as long as figs exist somewhere, even in Jimmy's field, that would be good enough, and you'd be allowed to continue eating that food in your house. Ochlin al hatfichin. You're allowed to eat tfichin. The Bar Tanur explains that sometimes there would be little, you would carve out a part in your wall, and there would be little vessels in the wall where birds would sit, and they would gather grain, and they would put them there. So as long as the grain is detached from the ground, it's no longer growing. But as long as that grain is still found in these pots that are in the wall that birds store it in, that's enough. That's considered out in the field, and as long as that's still there, you're allowed to keep whatever you have of that sort of produce in your house. Bela dufra. A dufra is a type of tree that produces twice in every season. So if in the first season, imagine you have whatever it is from this dufra tree, the first harvest is finished, that's okay. As long as there's still something remaining of the final harvest, that's okay. Meaning you can continue eating anything from the first harvest so long as there's still something out, even if the first harvest is done, so long as there's still some of that second produce, that's good enough. You can continue eating it. You don't have to do the mitzvah beer. Avar lo al hasisvanios. Sisvanios is, there are two types of grapes. There are grapes that fully ripen in the seventh year, and then there are grapes that really begin to grow in the summer and then ripen in the winter months of the eighth year. So the halacha is that once they started growing in the Shemitah year, so even though you'd eventually harvest them in the eighth year, it's still considered a Shemitah produce. So you might say, great, I'm allowed to continue eating or having the grapes in my home so long as all of the Shemitah grapes, which includes those that ripen in the eighth year, are still out in the field. So I'd be able to keep the produce in my house for a long time, even into the eighth year. But says the Mishnah, no, that's not true, because people don't know that they're eighth year, that they're seventh year grapes. It looks like they're eighth year grapes. They take a long time to ripen, and therefore people will think that you're violating the mitzvah of beer, because all of the ones that clearly ripen during the seventh year are already out of the field. And these eighth year ones, they're really Shemitah ones, but they look like eighth year ones, so it looks like you didn't get rid of your grapes when you should have. But Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to actually continue to have grapes in your house so long as the ones that grow into the eighth year are still out in the field. Kolzman shebikru at shelo yichle hakayetz. So long as they began to ripen a little bit in the summer of the seventh year. Once they began to ripen a little bit, then everyone knows that they're seventh year grapes, and therefore they know that if you're keeping them in your house through the eighth year, it's only because those are actually seventh year grapes. That is Mishnah Dalet. Now, Mishnah Hey. Hakovish shlosha kvashim b'chavis achas. A person is pickling three different types of vegetables in one jar. We know that generally when you salt things together, the flavors of things go into one another. Says that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ochlin al arishon. You can eat them until the first of those three are no longer found in the field. So you have tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers. And let's say, I don't know agriculturally, but let's say the peppers are the first thing to disappear in the field. Once the peppers disappear, then all three of those vegetables can no longer be eaten because they're pickled together. They got flavor from one another, and therefore they're all considered like that pepper. And therefore, as soon as the first one is no longer found, you have to do bior on all of it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, a second opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says, afal achro, no, you can wait until the last one. Let's say the cucumbers were the last one to, right? The peppers are gone, the tomatoes are gone from the field. But so long as there are cucumbers out in the field, then you are allowed to eat all three of those vegetables that are salted together because they all get the flavor. And therefore, instead of like the first opinion that said they all get the flavor of the first one, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we can say that they all get the flavor of the last one. They're all like the cucumbers. And therefore, you can wait. It's a more lenient opinion. You can wait until the last one disappears from the field. Now, a third opinion, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shekal Amino Min HaSadeh, Yivar Mina Min HaChavis. A much simpler explanation. As soon as one of that type of produce doesn't exist in the field anymore, let's say the peppers are first to go, so all you have to do is Yivar Mina Min HaChavis, take out the peppers from that from the pickling jar. All you have to do is take out that particular produce, and the rest are totally fine. The halacha kedvarav, and the halacha is actually like Rabbi Gamliel, says the Mishnah, which is interesting because usually in halacha we say that tam keikar, which is a very important rule by kashrus, which is that as soon as something gets flavor from something else, then it becomes like that thing that got flavor. So if you have a delicious kosher meat that got a little bit of flavor from lobster that remained in the pot, it doesn't matter that there's no lobster in the meat. As long as it got flavor, it's not kosher because it got that flavor. It's like the lobster itself. So we generally say that. We would say that if there are peppers and cucumbers or whatever it is, then once it got the flavor of all of them together, then it would take on the status of the other vegetables. Rabbi Gamliel says that this is an exception. We don't say tam ki'ikar when it comes to Shemitah. Instead, as soon as one is no longer out in the field, we just remove that from, even though others might have gotten flavor from it, we just remove the peppers, remove whatever the first one is, and we continue eating the next one so long as they are out in the field. And now we're going to see a fourth cheetah, but this is a fourth cheetah in general when it comes to Bior. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yarek Echa the Bior. All vegetables have the same deadline when it comes to beer. As long as there is some vegetable, it doesn't matter what the species is, as long as there's some vegetable still growing in the land of Israel, you're allowed to eat all vegetables. Beer doesn't kick in. Beer only kicks in when there are no vegetables at all growing in the land of Israel. A very, very lenient view. We don't hold like that. Finally, Ochlen Baragila is a type of vegetable that would take a very long time. It would really remain in the field for a very long time. So even when it looks like they're no longer in the field, still some could be hiding in darker places. So the question is, how do you know when you should do bior with it? So Ochlen Baragila ad sheyichlu hasigarios mibikos beis netofa. So the way to look at it is that artichoke would also last a very long time, and you're able to see artichoke was more visible. So as long as the artichoke in this bikos beis netofa, which is a very watered place, so that would be the last place the artichokes, say a lot of water, it would be the last place the artichokes would last. So long as there are artichokes in this particular valley, then you can assume that there's some regila also hanging out somewhere, even if you can't see it. But once the artichokes are gone, you have to assume the same thing is true for the regila. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue the Mishnah Vav tomorrow.